Chicago, Chicago, that toddle in town.
Good afternoon. Chicago, a beautiful day in Chicago. Nice and springy, eh?
Hello there. What happened to global warming?
I got to talk to, what's his name?
Mr. Gore.
Mr.
What's
Gore,
happening?
Yeah. Well, of course, he's getting pretty heavy, that man, you know. He's going to, is he full of gas? And is it good or bad for global warming? That's the question. But it's been a tough year, hasn't it? Up and down, in and out. The poor weathermen, they have all kinds of trouble. Normally they have trouble anyway, but this year has been particularly hard. The trouble with the weatherman is, and forecasting, is that it's right enough so you can't ignore it. And it's also wrong too often for us to rely on it. So, and that's the way it is.
That's the truth.
You know, yeah. But Easter was fairly good. We got through that, and so the holidays were good.
Although they said it was colder on Easter than it was on Christmas this year, and that is true.
Yeah,
I guess I remember it was quite warm on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And on our street, a lot of people live in the Chicago area know that street cleaning starts on April 1st every year. Well, yesterday as we were coming home, of course, we noticed signs that on our street, on one side, they're going to be doing street cleaning today. And we kidded about that, saying, oh my goodness, we hope that they're not going to have to be plowing rather than sweeping. And son of a gun, looks like that's what they're going to be doing.
That's right. It it collected a little bit. It's a little slushy.
Yes, well, normally this
time. But anyway, we got a good show, and we'll go along with it and have some fun. And, you know, anybody that wants to call in, we're at 708-493-1530.
Yes, that's 708-493-1530, and we're going to be giving out gifts today for people who call in, maybe, and give us some pertinent information about the neighborhoods. We're also going to be having a call in from Bosley, King of the Canines, and his mom, Nicole Carfora, who is a certified master groomer and owner of Canine Corral in Norwood Park. And our second guest in the second half hour will be Richard Allen Eisenhart, our theater critic. And he'll be actually discussing some pretty interesting information besides the regional theater that's out there now, the different productions. He's going to be talking to us a little bit about the series subscriptions for tickets that most of us know about but maybe don't quite understand how that works. So that's a pretty valuable bit of information.
Yes. Oh, I forgot to mention Matt. He's very quiet today, but he's out there doing his job. He's trying to impress me, though. He's reading a book. He's really trying to tell me, I can read. I know what I'm doing. He's got pictures. Oh, good. He's got a lot of pictures.
And I did notice it's upside down. But Matt's just resting because he's getting ready for his big wedding at the White Eagle.
No, it's just a dinner. That's just for anybody that wants to come. He's going to have 1,000 people. The date will be told about later.
The cast of characters and the date will be announced later. But speaking of the White Eagle, which I already did, the White Eagle, of course, just celebrated their wonderful Easter brunch that they had this last weekend. I hope everyone enjoyed that. The White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant, a Shabillo family tradition for over 60 years now, with the highest quality of food, service, and value. They're located at 6839 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, and they host banquets for groups 40 to 1,000 people plus. So for any type of function you have, whether it be trade shows perhaps, they have an entire facility there you can book for trade shows, corporate events, dinner dances, showers, luncheons, all occasion parties, of course, weddings and anniversaries and funerals. If you visit them online, I have trouble with my little speech pattern here today, visit them online at thewhiteeagle.com to view their photo gallery and complete menu. So that'll be a little step ahead.
And don't forget, they'll serve Matt and his 1,000 people. We're at 708-493-1530.
And just to finish up giving you more information on the White Eagle, they will be having, of course, their wonderful Mother's Day brunch this year. April the 13th is Mother's Day, so it sounds a little bit in the distance, but yet it comes along pretty quickly. So to avoid long lines and bad service, enjoy the afternoon at the ultimate Mother's Day banquet at the White Eagle. You can reach the White Eagle by phone at 847-647-0660. That's 847-647-0660, and give them a call, see what they can fill you in with.
Very good.
White Eagle.
Yes, the White Eagle. Nice place to go. So we've got our little dog coming on in a while.
Bosley will be
Bosley,
here.
He's going to run for president, as we know.
But, you know, Bosley was making a good point with the Easter holiday. In fact, he had written an article for our newspaper, which he does every month, Easter Poodle. And he was talking about the fact that, and I'm sure Nicole will fill us in a little bit more on this when she calls in, about the fact that there really is no canine holiday. So Bosley's trying to create that new holiday
for us all to celebrate. We could have an animal day or something of that sort, huh? And we'll get a date together and see what we can do with it. So, again, we're at 708-493-1530. So everything is heating up in the political world, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the campaign. Of course, there's election coming up this coming Tuesday. Next Tuesday, rather than the 17th.
That's in Chicago. And it may be also in all the suburbs, so we cover Chicago. And that's on the 17th, and it's an important election. So get out and vote. Not everybody. Only there's 12 runoffs of aldermen. And that's a very important time. And they're the fellows that are going to be doing the work in your area to help your neighborhood look or be better. So I would go out and make sure you pick the right one and vote for them.
Yes, I didn't realize it was that many. 12 for all the races.
I think it's 12. 12 or 17. Hmm. Yeah, it was a hot race this year.
And, you know, the suburban communities are having elections, too, on the 17th. I guess I had failed to realize that until I just discovered it the other day. But they had their primaries back in March. And now this will actually be the election on the 17th. So you want to just check with your local village or city halls. Yeah. To see if this is actually going to be an election time for you.
Yeah, you vote them in. Everybody's always complaining about them, but I notice the people that complain the most are the people say, well, I didn't vote, I didn't have time. Well, if you didn't have time and you didn't vote, you really shouldn't even talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have the interest to go whatever after you're going, why do you believe you're going to tell somebody else and have him do it? He's not going to do it. Because he don't care either, you know. It's like that joke about the guy said, "I did you vote? No, I didn't. Well, what would happen if everybody felt that way? He said, then I'd vote and I'd win.
Because my vote would count. Good point, but it was such a low voter turnout.
It was terrible.
It was disgraceful.
And yet, for the next 4 years, people will complain, oh, the politicians are this, the politicians are that. Yeah, some of it's true, but if you didn't get out and vote, if you don't care that much about your country or your neighborhood, then why would you think anybody else is going to care?
Yeah, that's true. Except, you know, this whole idea, I know people are becoming very disenchanted with the whole system, and I think that's what they use it as an excuse, at any rate, not to vote. But the campaign reforms that they were going to be putting through for the financing, has any of that ever taken place?
No.
I'm sure maybe they work on it.
But I think it was, maybe it was the first time President Bush was elected. And there were some things going on in Florida that were questionable. And there were, remember the great Chads and all that?
The hanging Chads.
And the lawyers could come in. This was a good deal. Hey, $600-$700 an hour, spend 8 hours, do nothing, and I'm going to be there for 2 weeks. This is it was a terrific thing for people like that. However, we're not sure whether it, you know, worked out good or bad or whatever you feel. But everybody was sure of one thing. They were going to change the vote. That definitely was going to happen. There would be just on the number of people, it had nothing to do anymore with, you know, numbers by state and that kind of thing. The Electoral College wasn't going to be any good. They were going to change it over. Guess what they're doing? They're doing with the Electoral College. Why? About 30 days after this big brouhaha, everybody forgot, went back to work. If you want a good democracy, I would think you have to work at it just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Give it a little time. You know, it gives people the right to be able to talk and print and this kind of thing. And you don't get that in other countries. I hear a lot of people, oh, they don't like this, they don't like that. But they sure like to say it, and they can get away with it. In other countries, you try that, and you might get away with it by saying it. But you'll never be heard of again. You'll be gone.
That's right. Well, you know, then there's another element here. And, you know, folks, you can call in and talk to us about any of these subjects we get onto at 708-493-1530.
Yeah, you might even win a prize.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to the elections, though, a lot of the candidates, of course, who are already holding office are running for a different office.
That's, yeah.
And they're hired by us, actually. They do work for us. We hired them by voting for them.
That's
they're
how
getting
I feel.
Paid, yes. They're getting paid. Well, are they earning the salaries that we're paying them for while they're running for other offices?
I think we've got probably more people running for president this next time up than we've had in a long time, and that's great. That's good. But as you say, some of these people are senators and congressmen, and they're out there running to become president. That's also good. But there's a new twist to this that's happened, I see. All of a sudden now, they've made their first big swing to raise money. We never heard this much talk about the millions and millions of dollars that they have raised. It sounds like they're saying, I raised the most money, so I'll probably be the guy that wins.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure of that. But they're out there all the time, banging away, raising money. Mm-hmm. It also sends a second message. If you don't have a lot of money in this country, or a lot of backers, somehow, don't get in the game, because you don't even have the price for the ante,
right,
let alone to play. Then, my thought is this. We do. We vote in every one of these people. However small the vote is, we vote them in. Mm-hmm. Now, we take any senator through the country, any congressman, either side of the aisle, and they're out pumping for almost a whole year, and all they're doing is selling themselves. They're selling to get money and this type of thing. I think they ought to take the money that they've made as a senator or congressman in that year and send it back to the Treasury. The United States government paid them to do a job. We pay them through taxes, and we also voted them in to do a job. If they didn't do the job, it's understandable. They got to go out and collect millions and millions and millions of dollars. They've also got to get their ego stroke. They have all these things they have to do. They can't possibly do it. They can't possibly do it and still run the country in their job as to what they're paid for. Now, if they can do it, then the interesting part of it is, why do we need them in Congress for so long?
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, you just wonder.
Yes, you do. And it really is, you know, something that I know people are probably working on a daily basis. But, you know, until we hear any kind of formal results, we won't know what has happened. I just wanted to give you a couple of updates here on neighborhood happenings. The Norwood Crossing is having an open house on Wednesday, the 18th of April, from 2:30 to 4 p.m., and they'll be serving strawberry shortcake. What could be better? Strawberry shortcake any time of year is very good, of course. And their address is 6016-20 North Nina Avenue in Norwood Park. But call them for further information about their wonderful facility and about the open house so that you can come in and maybe take a tour and just talk to them a little bit and enjoy the day. Number over there is 773-577-5323. That's 773-577-5323, the Norwood Crossing Open House.
Good afternoon, Nicole.
Hey, how are you, Francis?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. I want to say Merry Christmas, apparently.
Merry Christmas. Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, I did. It was very nice and relaxing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd like to know what's going on with the weather, and so is Bosley. He's very upset by this.
Well, he must be. He probably just put his little booties away for the year, and now he's got to pull them out again.
Yeah, pretty much. He was already, you know, we walk a lot more in the summer.
Oh, we hear Bosley in the background. There he is. Nicole, I know you always have wonderful information to share with us whenever you call in, you and Bosley, and on Bosley's behalf. Anything new and interesting going on in the world of canines and the world of pets in general?
Well, hopefully all your listeners, smart listeners that they are, have heard about the pet recall of the dog food, which is highly important, and some people seem very confused by it and are kind of freaking out. So me and Bosley just wanted to make sure that everyone does not have to panic.
Good. That's good. We don't want people to panic.
It's not every dog food out there. I know some people now are just going to feed their dog like steak because they're so freaked out. And I'm like, that's not really the whole problem.
Of course, the dogs don't mind that, do they?
No, we actually are probably eating better than I am.
Right, we've gone to rice and chicken, and they've gone to steak.
Yeah, pretty nice, huh?
Hey, I'm off Alpo for at least a month. I don't know.
Good for you. Basically, I want to tell everyone, if you are concerned that you have a dog food in your house, either call the manufacturer, call your veterinarian, or look it up at the petfoodlist.com, and they have a very extensive list of dog foods that are and are not in the pet recall list.
Or give a cup of it to your wife.
Well, that might be a little cruel.
A tester, a taste tester.
You know, it's like
Chris,
one of the...
if you wind up dead, we know who to contact.
Boy, you heard it here, Nicole. You have to stand up for me here. you've mentioned in the past, and I just want to just remind people, and maybe you can do the same, about the chips for the dogs and cats. So just in case they get lost, it's much better than having an ID tag, and those can be obtained so easily from a person's vet, right?
Yes, it's very, very simple. All it is kind of, it's almost like an injection of another shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very long, thin needle that they inject the microchip under the shoulder blades of the dog, and they're totally in microchips. And any dog stray that's usually brought into any shelter or vet, it's kind of automatically examined for the microchip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that doesn't hurt the dog or cat, obviously.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Can they pick them up? Can they find them pretty easily, too? Or is, you know, if you lose your dog, do you, what, call the police and tell them I lost my dog, but he's on a chip? Or what do you do?
Well, you could. One of the first things to call is your local police department, because people do tend to, if they find a dog, bring it to the police department. Start talking to all the neighbors in the area, post flyers right away. Call your local vets and groomers, because we're usually the first calls that people get.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. If it is microchip, like I said, it does have a better chance of getting back to you sooner.
Uh-huh.
Any tag at all, though, is helpful. I'm amazed at how many dogs do not just have a simple tag with your phone number on it. They cost about $7 at Pet Supplies Plus.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Boy, people, when you have a pet of any kind, of course, you take on a major responsibility because these animals are totally dependent on you and, you know, to make sure that they're not only fed well, but protected and, groomed regularly. Maybe it doesn't have to be every other week, but certainly regularly enough so that they stay clean and their fur doesn't bother them and they don't...
Well, I'd prefer every other week.
Conditions. Well, sure, why not? And we recommend that ourselves. But
yes, it is. And with the spring, well, hopefully if spring ever gets here coming up, what most people are considering bringing a pet to the family, and that's a fantastic idea, but make sure you know what you're getting before you just run out and buy any dog. Because all dogs have their pros and cons, and you want to get something that you're happy with.
Right.
Yeah, you have to make a nice fit there, personality-wise and size-wise.
Yeah, he's going to have to fit into a family.
Like, Bosley requires a lot of grooming, whereas, a boxer doesn't require as much, so it's a little easier on your household. However, they do shed a lot, so you want to make sure you get what makes you and your family happy.
Hmm. Most dogs do shed, too, don't they?
Probably. I would say probably 95% of dogs shed.
I had a person tell me once it's because they're in the house so much, their skin dries out so much that they're just, it's not natural for them, and they're not in a natural environment, really.
They're not.
Way.
Our heating, air conditioning doesn't really help
that
with shedding dogs.
But now you have this shed-less treatment?
Yes.
Could I have that?
Well, I don't know
send
about
it down.
You.
I'll send it down with some of my pals where their hair's coming out, you see.
Yeah.
Actually, Fred just molts. He doesn't.
We do have a lot of molters. Now is usually molting season. The dog cycles actually right now, and owners should not panic. Because our weather system is all over the place, a lot of dogs are, their shedding cycles are all messed up. Because I just did a dog a few weeks ago who was molting, and the owner called me again and is freaking out because the dog's now growing back a winter coat.
Oh.
And it's because the weather has flipped, from going from 70 degrees to, it's snowing.
Right.
So our dogs do follow kind of the weather patterns, and then, we have the windows open, now the heat's on. So the dogs get confused, their bodies, and they, jump all around.
Sure. Is that bad for their skin when that happens, when they go through this back and forth transition?
It Yes and no. I mean, it's kind of a natural process. I mean, it's not normal per se because we really shouldn't have snow in April, but it's life. You know, if you are concerned about drying out of skin, I'd recommend adding like a little peanut butter in their food or a little vegetable oil if you know that your dog's okay to have that stuff, pending veterinary approval, of course.
Right. Yeah.
But that does, oils help with the skin a lot. If your dog is on a premium diet, you're usually better off. Like, my biggest problem with the pet recall thing was it was mostly canned food.
Mm-hmm.
I am not really a big fan of canned food because it's not as good for the dog's teeth, and the nutrients are kind of stripped away just by the process of making food.
It has a higher fat content, too, doesn't it?
Yes, it usually has. That's why dogs usually like it so much, because it has a lot more kind of junk in it.
Oh.
You know, it's like me eating McDonald's all the time. McDonald's is great, but
sure,
you can't have it every day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we had a dog, actually, if we gave it just even a morsel of wet food, he'd have really problems, a lot of problems.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends, and that's kind of, I mean, not that all, I give my dogs canned food every now and then as a special treat, but for my part, a healthier nutrition starts with a dry food diet of a premium dog food brand.
Mm-hmm. What about eggs? I always heard, too, that eggs were good for their coats.
I always give my dogs eggs every now and then.
Do you?
I think it's good for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they like it.
I've read that it is. I'm no expert, but it doesn't hurt them.
Yeah, so you don't really have to check with your vet on something like that if you give them an egg.
I mean, I'm not a veterinarian. I'm not a nutritionist of animals, so it's always good to check with your vet beforehand.
Yeah, that's true, because if your dog could have maybe some type of a problem that's even undetected, that, you know, the vet would...
I would caution a lot of people right now, because of this big dog food scare. There is a big growing trend for animal lovers to go to what's called the raw dog food diet. Basically, it's people are feeding their dogs totally raw food.
Mm.
It's a very complicated recipe to follow, if you ask me, because I've looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
It is healthier for the animal, but I would entrust in all of your listeners, if that's what you choose, make sure you do your homework first. It's just not like opening a bag of chicken and giving it to them. There's a lot more complications than that. Because I've had clients tell me, well, I'm just going to feed them raw chicken. Well, that's not exactly what you could do.
Oh.
It's interesting. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
If you look it up, like, it's called usually the BARF diet, B-A-R-F, which sounds gross, but it's for dogs. And they have very extensive recipes and, you know, what to feed your dog if you want to go totally on the raw food craze.
Mm. So they could eat, like, raw beef. I mean, obviously processed properly, but...
Well, right, anything you can usually buy in your like local Jewel or whatever.
That's interesting. I've never really talked to anybody even who was mentioning that they were looking into that.
I'm very active in the dog show world. There are several dog folks that I know that are very strong proponents of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of getting a little more popular because people are afraid right now, so you just want to be careful that people are doing their homework before you decide to feed your animal anything.
And you just attended a very large dog show here in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. You said that.
A couple of weeks ago, yes. I was there with Bosley's sister, Addie.
Yes, and you said she did well, but she was so excited through the whole process that she...
Well, I wouldn't say she did well. She had a great time socializing with everybody. That was
right.
About her highlight.
From her standpoint, she did well. She probably made a lot
much.
Of new friends. You know, in Bosley's last article, Nicole, he was talking about Easter, being Easter poodle, as he put it. And did he end up letting the Easter bunny in like he had promised he would?
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
As a matter of fact,
he was really...
My gifts from the Easter Bunny were outside, so I don't know what Bobby did that day.
He brought up a good point. There's no holiday for canines.
There is not. He is still very upset by this.
And he reminded us all that, you know, we all, you know, love the Easter Bunny and the chickies and everything like that around the Easter holiday. And, of course, all the other holidays that come along, there's a visitor usually to the household, and the dogs are the ones who are the keepers of our gate, so to speak.
Really?
They
they're helping these people out. I mean, how else do you think, you know, Santa gets in the door?
Sure.
Maybe he could go down to the post office they have a holiday every week, don't they? Some
That's
sort.
True.
And they could tell them how to at least get a holiday. You know,
yeah,
who do you write to get
really
a holiday?
Work on that, I think.
And, you know, they could be helpful. Or maybe he could swing in with them and have a piece of one of their holidays. You know?
Maybe.
So.
And you know how when they have holidays for distinguished people, they'll of course, name the holiday after them. So
yeah.
This ought to be our mission, is to have a holiday, the Bosley Day, for all canines.
Oh, that would be fun. And actually, he's not even that greedy. He doesn't mind sharing it with other dogs.
Well, we'll...
you know, Dog Day or something. That's perfect.
We'll stop by the post office and ask what their thoughts are.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be a fun thing to get involved in.
They had a big article in the paper today. Now they're going to improve. They're going to improve. It's the
yeah.
same article they wrote, I think, last year. They changed the date. And same article. They're going
yeah.
to improve, you know. But I guess postage is going to go up, what, another 4 cents?
Yes, I believe so.
3 cents,
yeah.
4 cents, yeah.
Something like that.
That'll
Which
be
is
great.
Very hard on us small business owners.
Yes, it is. And it's hard on anybody because these people have probably the worst attitude of anybody out there. You walk in and it's like, I'm doing you a favor by overcharging you so I can give you damaged mail, you know?
I'm not even going to enter that argument with you. That's a dangerous argument, Fred.
I just read, too, in the paper today, the Tribune, that the big headline that the postmaster was hiring 200 more mail carriers
yeah.
to justify this increase. 200 mail carriers is nothing across...
Was that a crazy
nation? Is that across
nation?
The country or is it the United States or Chicago?
I think it was in... Oh, maybe it was just Chicago.
Yeah, it'd be Chicago. But
oh.
even then, 200 mail carriers?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
You know, I would rather see a lot of these companies... I was on a rant before about this. But I think what they ought to do is to do it right. I don't think the answer is always get more money or get more personnel. Why don't we sit down and figure out what's wrong, and then we'll get it right? But this is way beyond them, you know.
If only it was that simple.
I think.
Well, no, it's not simple to fix something. I don't mean that.
No, I know.
But I mean,
if
something is wrong, somebody ought to sit down and say, look, without just saying we need $10 million more to fix it, or we need 180 more people to do it, why don't we sit down and plan it out and figure out if we can improve upon it, what we're doing now, and that might save some money or save some people, but more important, it'll become more effective. I'm not just talking about the post office, any business.
Oh, I agree.
You have to keep trying to do better. And I don't think the government answer has been too often, yeah, just pour more money into it. But I don't believe that's always the way to get the job done.
I have a solution.
Yeah.
Homing pigeons. And then, Nicole, you can call in and talk to us about homing pigeons
oh,
and geez. How to care for them.
Talk about not knowing anything about anything. I can look into that for you if you want.
Yeah, would you? Okay. And then, Nicole, in the meantime, if people want to bring their little pets into you, tell people how they can get a hold of you and where you are.
I would love for them to give us a call. We'd love to talk to anybody more than anything. And our number is 773-775-1040. Or they can reach us on the web at caninecorral.net. And that's canine spelled out C-A-N-I-N-E.
And Corral has two R's, C-O-R-R-A-L. I always want to misspell that. CanineCorral.net. And you're at 7040 West Higgins in Chicago. That's just the very southern end of Norwood Park, correct?
Yes. Yes.
On the border of Harwood Heights, I think that is, or
yes,
Norwich.
Yes, it is. Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And did you say
hello
to Bosley?
I will talk to you soon. I will. He's right here listening.
Yeah, well, you tell him we love him, and, you know, we hope that he's healthy and happy, which I'm sure he is because you're watching over him. And
yes,
we're
doing well now.
We're going to try to get a dog's holiday.
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
That'll work. I'm up for that one.
And there was an old movie. I don't know if you remember this. It was called Dog Day Afternoon with Al Pacino. Well, this will be Dog Day Day.
Yeah, I think that's a shot. I think it's worth the effort for us.
Thank you, Nicole.
Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, we were talking to Nicole Carfora, who is a certified master groomer and the owner of Canine Corral, and we mentioned at 7040 West Higgins in Chicago. And her grooming parlor, of course, has the shedless treatment. They do all breed dog and cat grooming. They have all natural products that they sell. They don't use tranquilizers, and they also do hand scissoring. So it's a great place to go.
And we're at 1-708-493-1530. I just wanted to finish a little bit about what I was talking about, because Nicole had called in.
Mm-hmm.
But,
about the campaigning?
Yes, I think let's go back to the campaigning. I think it's great you go out and raise $25 million. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that, you know, this should be make it more interesting and more fun. Now, the other thing is, though, if you're taking the year off and you're not representing your state and you don't represent the people, then why don't you take the year off, be big about it, and send a check back to the Treasury and say, I never earned it. I never did it. So here it is. We wish you all luck, and we hope you have a great run. But on the other hand, why don't you pay back what you owe? So we're at 708-493-1530.
We always like comments from our listeners out there. And if you call in and share some pertinent information from your neighborhood, we have some prizes we're going to be giving away. Theater tickets, gift certificates for dinners. So might be kind of a good thing to take part in this next couple of weeks. And as Fred said, you can call us at 708-493-1530. Here's a good friend of ours who was actually with us on the show a few weeks ago, Paul Birch, and his partner, Ken Schmalzer, who own Birch Optical Company. Birch is celebrating their 69th anniversary in the business. Three generations of the Birch family have owned and operated Birch Optical. They're located at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago's Gladstone Park area. So that's just around Bryn Mawr and Milwaukee. Very convenient to all the surrounding neighborhoods. They honor most major insurance plans, and they have all of the products that you need, from accessories. Of course, they do the eye exams. They have certified opticians, quality eyewear of all types, contact lenses, and they're offering a $25 off gift to you if you mention that you heard them on our program, $25 off on a complete set of eyewear. So whether it's maybe something for the summer, like a new set of sunglasses or just accessory items or glasses just in general and eye exams, Birch Optical, definitely well-known in the business and been a family-owned business for 69 years. You can reach them at 773-775-3300. That's 773-775-3300. And Paul will be with us in a few weeks talking about sunglasses, because we ended our conversation with him about that very subject. You know, with golf particularly, and different types of sports where people like to wear sunglasses.
Who knows? It might even warm up. The sun might come out.
Yes. Or we still have to keep using those orange balls out there. But maybe Paul can shed some light on that subject when he comes to us again or calls in. It's Birch Optical.
Very good. What else is going on around the neighborhood?
Well, you know, we were talking to Nicole, of course, at Canine Corral, and in our paper, of course, people don't know, they will tell them now, that we publish two newspapers, the Our Village and the Village Square, and those papers serve the neighborhoods of Chicago from Toohey Avenue, basically, to the north, down to North Avenue, and from the lakefront out to Harlem. And then those are soft borders, so we get into some of the fringe areas as well. And one of the features that we've been having in our paper for a long, long time now are about best friends and companion pets. And the Anti-Cruelty Society, along with Animal Care League, have been offering information on the different events that they host, as well as animals that are up for adoption. And we have a darling little cat named Zeebo, who is a domestic short hair male. It's actually white and brown, so it's a bicolor. Very pretty, 4 years old, and he would love to find a home. So if anyone is interested, perhaps, in that new pet for the season, you can call the Animal Care League at 708-848-8155. That's 708-848-8155, and ask for Zeebo, and that's a domestic short hair male cat, 4 years old. kitties are always nice. And they're so little trouble, you know, you just let them fend for themselves. In most cases, they give you a lot of love.
There's a lot of little animals out there that would love to be taken home. I know that.
Yes, I know. And we're probably more in terms of dog people, but you know, we love those little kitties too.
Yeah. What about Liberty Bank? They're up to something this week, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're having a shredding, document shredding, free to service the neighborhood. The public is invited to attend a free shredding day at Liberty Bank for Savings on Foster Avenue at 7111 West Foster. So that's right at Foster and Harlem. The event will be held from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, April the 28th. So protect yourself from identity theft and get rid of unnecessary financial documents, especially this being tax season. You might want to get rid of a lot of that excess paperwork.
Whoa, be careful now.
Well, not before you do your taxes, afterwards. So you can stop into Liberty Bank at 7111 West Foster on April the 28th between 9 and 12:30, and they'll be happy to take care of that for you. You can bring up to 25 pounds to be shredded. So I guess you have to kind of figure that a little bit or weigh it on your bathroom scale. And there's no charge for this. You don't need reservations, so just drop in. If you would like to talk to somebody ahead, though, just about special instructions, 773-489-4458. That's 773-489-4458. Liberty
Bank. And that's Liberty Bank.
Liberty Bank for Savings. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they have several locations, five, actually. But the one on Foster is the one that's doing the shredding, shredding.
Yeah.
For this particular time of year. And, you know, we were talking today about the fact that with Memorial Day coming up at the end of May, Armed Forces Day is in there somewhere. And then, of course, June 6th is the D-Day anniversary. Chester Shabillo, who writes estate planning articles for us, for our newspaper, and actually visits with us occasionally on the radio, has a very good article in our upcoming paper, the Our Village and the Village Square, coming out this Friday, Help for the Armed Forces Members. So I think that would be interesting.
It's a great article to read. Mm-hmm. Really is.
Absolutely. And that's Chester Shabillo. You'll find him either in our papers or online, OurVillageChicago.com, and that's where you'll find our papers on a regular basis, including the radio programs that we do go on to podcast.
Right.
It's OurVillageChicago.com.
That's important, because you can pick up the podcast later if you missed the show or wanted to pick up on something that has been in like a, you know, two or three different areas, and you want to pick out one, you got it.
Yes.
We have Richard now, who's our theater man. He writes all of our theater stuff. Richard?
Yes.
Alan
Eisenhart. Good afternoon. How are you?
Pretty good, Mr. Eisenhart. How are you?
Welcome to the winter again.
Winter is back.
Yes.
Or maybe it never left. We're not sure.
Well,
I guess I must have been born in a blizzard because my birthday was April 7th.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
He's now, what are you now, 21, right?
Yeah, right.
So how are things going for you, Richard?
What was this?
I said, how are things going for
you? Everything is going pretty good. I've been quite busy.
Uh-huh.
I have a number of things to talk about on the broadcast today.
And of course, you put an article into each of our newspapers every time we come out.
Right.
Which is the 15th and the 30th of the month. And we get a lot of nice callback on that as, you know, people that are interested and so forth. So what have you got for us today?
Well, these are some of the shows, the first part here, that I highly recommend audiences to go and support and see. And one is Equus, which is at the Actors Workshop on Bryn Mawr. And the tickets are only $25, and they're doing a play called Equus, which Peter Schaefer wrote. And Joe Stead is the show's director, and this is his first directing assignment in Chicago theater. And it's a professional production, but it's non-equity. And there are two very, very strong actors in it. Brian Perry, who plays Martin Dysart, the psychiatrist, who is trying to find out the problems of Alan Strang, who is played by a bright newcomer who has a great future in Chicago theater, Peter Oilo. He's a new actor, and he gives a very, very sensitive performance. And the play has been extended for 2 more weeks because it's been selling out. And like I say, the ticket prices are only $25. Another very good show is Fraternal Instinct that Del Monte Productions is doing at the Anatheum on Southport. And the ticket prices are $18. He has written all 3 shows that they have done so far. Lease on Love was a romantic comedy. Cold Cold Feet was a farce about a man who gets cold feet instead of the bride getting it on his the day of his wedding. But Fraternal Instinct is a more serious play that deals with a playwright who is a paraplegic, and it's caused by his brother who has a guilt complex. And another show that's very good is Bingo. And if you're a bingo player or a senior citizen, this is a musical delight. Renee Matthews runs the Bingo Palace, and I'm sure there's still bingo palaces around Chicago.
I wonder. There had been several right in along Lincoln Avenue, I know, for a few years.
The cast is, the music is excellent, and the audience gets to play 3 bingo games, and you get to win $20 if you have a bingo. And yet, and others in the cast are Cheryl Avery, and they're just all very, very talented actresses. There's only one male actor in the show, and he's the one that pulls the numbers out. And Angel Street just opened at First Folio Shakespeare Festival.
Excuse me, where is Bingo playing? I missed that.
It's playing at the Apollo Theater.
Uh-huh. And when is that going to play till? Do you know? I didn't write it down.
It's in for an indefinite run.
Uh-huh.
As long as they have audiences, and they have quite a few group sales for the month of May, which will be good.
So it's safe to say it'll be around for a while.
Oh, yeah. It should be around for a while as long as there's an audience and as long as they, get people to come to support it, they will continue the run. Hopefully, you know, it will give the performers year's run in the show. Right now, they're scheduled for at least 3 months.
Well, you know, I think with these interactive programs, like isn't there one about mystery theater type of where the audience actually gets involved as well, that they do keep going as long as they have audience participation.
Right. There, the only other one that is interactive like that is the one that's running Chicago theater, basement theater, mm-hmm. Sheer Madness, which is a whodunit.
Oh, all right.
And which is a fun show.
Now, see, I didn't realize that was interactive. Sheer
right,
Madness.
That's right.
Interesting. Okay.
You get to question the suspects in the mystery, and then you get to vote as to who you think the murderer is.
Ah, very good. All right.
Yeah.
In fact, talking about the bingo production again, Richard, you have actually written that up for our newspapers for this week coming out, so people can read a little bit more about that.
Now, right, there's more detailed in my review of it in the paper, and that because, you know, like I said, I wanted to talk about some of these other shows like Angel Street, which First Folio Shakespeare is doing in the Peabody Estate in Oak Brook Terrace,
mm-hmm.
and the ticket prices are only $25, and that's the stage version of Gaslight that Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer, Joseph Cotten, and Angela Lansbury
Fantastic.
Were in the movie version.
And what's the name of this one?
It's called Angel Street, and it's the stage version of Gaslight.
Oh, how nice.
That is terrific.
And that's going to be where?
It just opened.
Uh-huh. And where was it?
It's in the Peabody Estates, which the Peabody family originally owned the mansion, and then they sold it to some Catholic organization, and they ran it for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and now you can go on tour of it, of the library and the mansion and that.
Is that in Chicago, though?
Hmm?
Is it in Chicago?
No, it's in Oak Brook Terrace.
Oak Brook Terrace. Oh, okay. Very good. Oh, that sounds fascinating. That would be right up our alley.
Yes.
We love the old classics.
Right.
That
and another very good production that I saw, and it's being done in a jewel box type production, is Ragtime, which just opened Monday night at Porchlight. And it's a salute to Americana, and you hear about Henry Ford, Houdini, Elizabeth Nesbitt, and that, and it has some ragtime music in it, and it's a very, very good production. There was major production was done at the Oriental, and then they decided Light Opera Works did a production of it, but now Porchlight has tackled it, and it is well worth going to see. And that's at the theater building on Belmont Avenue,
mm-hmm.
1225 West Belmont.
In fact, we have some prizes for people when they call in the next couple of weeks. We have gift certificates for tickets for that very play. So that
mm-hmm.
would be one to see, would it not? That would be an interesting one to see.
And another, three other musicals that are very good is Memphis Soul that Black Ensemble is doing on Beacon Street on the north side of Chicago. It has to do with Stax Records. And that's something I never heard of Stax Records. I've heard, you know, Mercury and Capitol back in the 40s and 50s. But this record company was famous for soul classics and that. And they have a show that will have you dancing in the aisles. It's a real high-energy show, as is Grease at the Marriott Theater. And Drury Lane Oldbrook.
So Grease is at the Marriott now? Mm-hmm.
Grease is at the Marriott.
Uh-huh.
And Something Afoot is a musical spoof on Agatha Christie's Mysteries. And that's being done at the Drury Lane Oldbrook.
Mm.
What's the name of that? What's the name of it?
It's a comedy spoof.
Yeah.
And yet you have to appreciate a lot of goofiness, and it's done in a mansion. The setting is in a mansion and that, and everybody, the 10 guests are all getting murdered off, and you have to try to figure out until the end who's doing it.
Like 10 Little Indians sort of.
But
there was a movie also. There was a spoof movie about Agatha Christie.
Well, there was a movie called And Then...
Comical.
Yes.
It might be the same one, I don't know, but it will be funny. Yeah.
What was the name of this one, Richard?
Something's Afoot.
Something's Afoot. And that'll be at Drury
Lane. And Northlight has done something very different with an Oliver Goldsmith classic, She Stoops to Conquer. They've set it in the West, and it's directed by William Brown, who is... done the role of Scrooge in Goodman's production of A Christmas Carol, and it will give you a different insight as to the show, because everybody that remembers the classic She Stoops to Conquer is in for a different type of setting for the show. And yes.
Mm-hmm.
And two other shows that come recommended, Rabbit Hole and The Puppet Master of Lutz, which Larry Newman gives a tour de force performance as a man who locks himself into the attic and will not believe that the war is over to come out. And the three other characters who have brief appearances in the show, and yet, because like I say, it strictly is, he's preparing his puppets to be based on his life and that. And they can't convince him that the war is over and to come out of the apartment in yet. And I suggest that people purchase tickets by phone or go directly to the box office and save the extra charges that you pay Ticketmaster. If a show gets canceled, you get a refund on the tickets, but that extra charge that you pay Ticketmaster, which can amount to up to $10, you won't get back, and you can put that on another show.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then you said buying subscription series tickets are really a good way to go, too, not only to save money, but to safeguard yourself in case you do
right.
need to
you can,
change
you know, you
reservations.
Can, if you can't get to the box office, you can always call the theater and reserve over the phone and put it on your charge card.
Mm-hmm.
And that. And by going to the box office, sometimes you get better seats than what you would get through Ticketmaster.
Right. But the subscription series, the fact that you would buy, like, let's say, five plays that
right.
are going to be performed.
Some theaters offer three, some four, and
mm-hmm.
some five.
Okay.
And
if you need it to change.
And you save money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if, say, like, there's an illness in the family or an emergency situation comes up, if you have season tickets, you can always get them exchanged. Where if you buy individual tickets and don't have a season ticket, you're not going to, be able to get a refund
you
on it.
You can't turn them in. Right?
Mm-hmm. And, Marriott has it, Appletree, Riders, Northlight, Drury Lane, Victory Gardens.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you'd have first dibs on the good seats, too, I would imagine,
oh,
if
yeah.
you're a season
yeah.
subscription holder.
When I was 18 and out of high school, I had tickets for the Theater Guild, and my seat was in the fifth row in the center of the LaSalle Bank Theater, which was at that time the Schubert Theater,
mm-hmm.
and that. And, those tickets are like a premium. You can't possibly get them. Seats like that any longer
mm-hmm.
unless you're a subscriber.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good for people to know. Now, people out there who are interested in attending theater, how should they go about finding the listings of what's out there playing? What is the best way for them to research that to see? I mean, obviously, they've listened
to you
today.
Well, they can find out online or by calling the various theaters.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to do is some of the things that are opening in Chicago in the paper on subscription series so that people know, because there's always going to be maybe like one show that you're not going to like. But I mean, you know, that's the same way with a book or a movie. And that.
Of course.
You might think, I'm going to like it, but, you know,
yeah.
it turns out that for some reason it's not your cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But and you can always give your tickets, too, as a gift to somebody that enjoys going to the theater.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a good idea to put it in the paper also, Richard.
Right.
And
right.
people should be reading you, or we hope they read you. It's Richard Allen Eisenhardt, and you're in our two newspapers on the 15th and the 30th of each month. And you give different reviews each time, and very well in-depth, good reviews. And we hope that people do follow it.
And you're
right.
on our website too, and of course this podcast
now you're on
will
podcast
be
too,
on our website
so.
Also at ourvillagechicago.com.
So,
but Richard, thank you so very much for sharing all this with us today. And yes, let's do plan to have you do that real soon for the newspaper. Just give people a little bit of a listing, although I'm
right.
sure there are lots of sources they can find.
And I would just like to say one more thing quickly.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There are three performers that are from Chicago Theater that are going into Wicked at the Oriental, and that's Abby Mueller is going into the Heidi Kettering role, Barbara Robertson is going in to replace Rondi Reed for a year, and Michael Weber is going into the cast. And Felicia Fields is a Chicago actress, has done a lot of shows at the Marriott, is playing the role that Oprah Winfrey played in Color Purple in the movie at the Cadillac, at the Palace Theater, the mm-hmm. Cadillac Palace Theater.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Well, thanks again. This
sure, my pleasure.
A good educational thing. Chris and I love the theater, as you know.
Right.
And this is educational, not only just interesting, but educational to know all these different things. So we appreciate so much your coming. And we're going to talk to you about that column, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye
thank
now.
Thank you, Richard. Richard Allen Eisenhardt, our theater critic. What a knowledgeable guy. And everybody loves some sort of theater, if it's just musicals, perhaps, or concerts. But theater is anything. It can be a Punch and Judy show or
you know, an ant circus or whatever. A flea circus, that's what I was thinking of.
You know, this is a great place to go, either before or after the theater. Chef Werner's Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge, conveniently located at 3454 West Addison Street. So that's the main street right to Wrigley Field. So even before or after ball games, this is a great spot for lunch or dinner. They're hosting their exceptionally wonderful Mother's Day dinner, lunch, dinner. They're actually open between 12 noon and 8 p.m. on Mother's Day. That's May 13th this year. And normally the Mirabelle is closed on Sunday, but every year they open for their Mother's Day extravaganza. They have a special menu, entertainment. So do call them for reservations at 773-463-1962. That's 773-463-1962. Chef Werner and the entire Heil family and staff welcome you anytime. And really, before or after theater or the ball games is great. But this Mother's Day brunch, lunch, and dinner is just a really waited-for event every year at Chef Werner's Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge, 3454 West Addison Street in Chicago. And we'll be giving away gift certificates, actually, from the Mirabelle. So maybe one of our lucky winners out there who calls in sometime can obtain that and some theater tickets. The Edison Park Inn is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. You can visit them online at edisonparkinn.net. 6715 North Olmsted. They have wood-burning oven pizza and a whole lot more. Upstairs on their second floor, they have 8 lanes of bowling in an old-fashioned bowling alley, so you can have private parties with live music, bowling, and billiards upstairs. So that would be great for special occasions, holidays, entertaining family and friends at the Edison Park Inn, 6715 North Olmsted, edisonparkinn.net if you'd like to visit them online, or call them at 773-775-1404. So that's always a fun place to go. What else do you have to say?
Not much. I think it's been a great day. I got a call the other day that bothered me. Then I got a second one and a third one over a period of time. And these people were... what are we doing with selling on the phone? Which doesn't bother me. Everybody has to make a living. However, these people came from another country.
Mm-hmm.
And I told each one of them, I listened to it. People say you can't fight back, but you can by just simply saying, here's a fellow that's in another country making a living over there, and he's taking away an American job.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them this in a nice way. I contribute to American jobs, mm-hmm. not to somebody on the other side of the world that's selling an American product. It's different if he's selling something out of, I think it was Pakistan. If he's selling something out of Pakistan, that's fine. But this fellow is selling a product, which I'll never use again, obviously, from this country in there so he can make a better profit. And he's taken away an American job, and I don't think it's right. And I think if everybody wants to start to do something, they should say, if you're offshore, we don't want to talk to you.
Good point. Yeah, our people need the work, too. I forgot to mention something about the Mirabelle Restaurant, by the way, before we sign off for today. They have a website at mirabellerestaurant.com. And, of course, people might know them through the years because they have the best Wiener Schnitzel in town, the Mirabelle Restaurant.
And it is.
Give them
the
a call
best.
For that Mother's Day lunch or dinner at 773-463-1962. And a friend of ours in the neighborhood here who cares for people all through the year, a caring concept to help you be at home. Their goal is to meet your individual needs by providing experienced, referenced caregivers. They're number one with immediate and personal response to your needs. They'll assist you with your daily personal care and grooming, preparing meals, doing light housework, accompanying you away from home. It's either short-term or long-term that you can sign up for, 24/7, as they say. They have no contracts, and, of course, their agency is licensed, bonded, and insured. They place caregivers who share your concern for the comfort, well-being, and happiness of those that they serve. Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley can be reached at 773-539-6600. That's 773-539-6600. Or visit them online at acaringconcept.com. A caring concept to help you be at home.
Nelson Funeral Homes, family-owned and operated since 1929, has two convenient, home-like, comfortable locations, one at 820 Talcott Road in Park Ridge, and the other at 5149 North Ashland Avenue in Andersonville in Chicago. Their website, nelsonfunerals.com, will give you more information about their facilities and their various programs and services that they offer. They have pre-planning options. They offer traditional services, memorial celebrations, cremation options, and pre-planning. And they invite you to do price comparisons at no obligation. Their number is 847-823-5122. That's 847-823-5122. Nelson Funeral Homes, family owned and operated since 1929.
We'll be in next week from 2 to 3. Any of the people that didn't get through today, please call us back at 708-493-1530. Thank you for listening. I hope we've helped a little bit, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago.